Thank you, Mr. Chair. Uzbekistan is presenting this brief statement on behalf of the Asia-Pacific Group. Dear distinguished delegates, dear Executive Secretary of UNCCD, Mr. Ibrahim Tiaw, ladies and gentlemen, the Asia-Pacific Group would like to thank the GM for its work in developing this quick document. As a region, we are very supportive of LDN, with 31 country parties already committed to set LDN targets. However, in terms of transformative projects and programs, we still need additional technical support and assistance to increase the development of programs and projects at the country level. This raises a number of concerns within our region of how the convention can support country parties that greatly struggle with varying levels of capacity and knowledge to engage in LDN, TSPs, and TPPs. Further support is needed from the GM to improve the project development cycle for TPP and accelerate project preparation, increase knowledge sharing on TPP project, and implement regional and sub-regional activities for TSP and TPP. In this regard, we take note of the continued work of the Changwon Initiative and encourage parties to develop and enhance collaborative partnerships, such as the Global Initiative on Reducing Land Degradation and Enhancing Conservation of Terrestrial Habitats and the Peace Forest Initiative. Feasibility or technical studies to support the development of concept nodes for TPP would also help to improve not only quantity, but also the quality of projects designed. More awareness and understanding are also needed on financing windows and possibilities for financing LDN, as well as to design future activities tailored to a post-COVID world. The assessment and monitoring of land degradation and LDN at the national, regional, and global levels is important for measuring the progress our convention is making and therefore should be strengthened. Improving the assessment and monitoring of land degradation and LDN to be able to track LDN in a quantitative way remains a priority, which could be more effectively supported through the work of an IWG, the development of a toolbox to support countries with national level LDN assessments, and knowledge and experience sharing, including from parties in our region, such as China, that have been proactively developing such assessment tools. Additional support from the convention is also needed for parties in our region, particularly small islands in the Pacific, in terms of high-resolution global data sets to facilitate assessment and monitoring and undertake refinement of LDN TSP outputs as may be needed. Land degradation neutrality and land restoration are foremost issues for the Asia-Pacific region, and we look forward to active engagement to strengthen this very important aspect of implementation. Thank you for your kind attention.
Thank you very much.